Thank you. And now that we all know each other, I'd like to begin the show tonight by presenting a gentleman who is certainly one of the greats of the cool sounds.
What is your connection to the Hammond B3 organ?
It's a marriage. Marriage.
A marriage?
Sure.
When did this marriage start?
I was in my 20s.
Quite late.
Yeah. And it was given to me, my first organ, by Art Cabrera. He owned a music store, and I used to go and sit in there every day to closing time. And one day he asked me, "Can I ask you a question?" Fun. I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "Why do you come every day and you sit to closing time?" I said, "Sir, if I had an instrument, I could work. If I could work, I could make a living." And one day I went in there and sat. He closed the store up, and he went in the back, and he had a brand new Hammond organ. He said, and I said, my eyes lit up. He said, "If you can get this out, it's yours."
Thank you. journey.
Drum time.
This is Drumheim.
Journey. Hey, it's feeling real good, baby.
drummer.
The man who was here before that didn't finish what he had to do. If I should pass, I will return to complete my work.
Drum Hand, taking you on the journey.
we still talk today.
You are the instrument?
No, Art Cabrera.
Okay.
Mr. Art Cabrera, correct?
Uh-huh.
We still talk and see him sometimes. It's great, isn't it?
So you owe him a great deal.
He's my angel.
Uh-huh.
He's my angel.
And you were a musician, or you were a musician that wanted
vocalist.
To...
I was a vocalist.
A vocalist?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know, let me see if I can do it. It's been a long time.
Mm.